各位菩萨好，那上个礼拜没有谢谢我们第一次翻译的菩萨，叫心愿菩萨。
So the 法师 pointed out that last week I translated for the first time, and 法师 kindly appreciated my work.
翻得好不好？
Thank you.
How or what? How?
Thank you.
你还是翻成英文。Robert.
So Robert just thanked me and said I did a good job.
Very good. 有三个等级，你要翻呢、啊。Do you want to repeat again? 很好。
If it weren't for her, I would be lost.
很好。Then next.
Then.
非常好。OK.Robert, how long have you been with us? 你跟我们多久了
？Since 1988.
OK, 你看那么久才三句国语。
就是 Robert 菩萨说他1988年就来我们东初道场。对。
那我说弄个半天只三句国语，可是 better than nothing.
So Fashu was joking, Robert was in CMC since 1988, which is great, and he can only have 3 Chinese phrases memorized, but Fashu said it's better than nothing.
So practice, how about Bill? Show us Chinese?Then how long have you been with us? 你要不要翻一下？
就是法师问我们的 Bill 菩萨说，他能说多少中文？然后 Bill 说还不能说中文。对，
他一句都不会。好，那我们复习一下上个礼拜的哈，很快的复习一下。
Let's quickly review what we talked about last week.
上次我们主要是介绍普门品跟我们的关系啊。
So last week we mainly talk about the Universal Door Chapter and its relation with us.
那我们这个普门品呢，是从妙法莲华经里面。普门品正式的名字叫观世音菩萨普门品，那我们为中国人都喜欢简称啊，就称普门品。
So the Universal Door Chapter is from Lotus Sutra, and the full formal name is Universal Door Chapter of Guanyin Bodhisattva, where Guanyin Bodhisattva means the Bodhisattva who listens to the voices in the world.
那是从法华经也是简称的你的第25品。
And so the Lotus Sutra itself is an abbreviation of the Wanderer's Dhamma Lotus Sutra, and it's the 25th chapter.
那它法华经其实是一圣的想法啊，就是说每个人一定可以成佛，所以普门品既然放在法华经里面，其实它的中心思想跟法华经的应该不会违背。
So the main idea, the main teaching of the Lotus Sutra is that every sentient being can become Buddha, can attain Buddhahood. So the Universal Door Chapter is one chapter, so it is serving the same teaching that everybody can attain Buddhahood, every sentient being can become Buddha.
所以从高的那个层面来讲，它是很有哲理的，但是从表面来讲呢，它是很容易懂，也很容易被人家接受的。
So if you dig its deeper meaning, it's very philosophical. It's very inspiring. It has the idea that everybody can attain Buddhahood. But if you look at just the surface, if you just read it literally, it's very beginner friendly and easy to understand.
那普门品盛行的时候有个故事哈，就在北京有个国主哈，他是叫瞿聚蒙顺啊，他生了一个怪病，那时候的易经师叫谭无称啊，劝他很一心就是好好的念普门品。
So there's the story about why this Universal Door chapter becomes popular. In the Northern Liang Kingdom, there's this king called Qu Ju Mengxun. He was sick and dying and have this really weird disease. And his Dharma master translator, Tan Mo Chen, suggested him to chant and read the Universal Door chapter with all his mind, with focused mind, and then the king was able to heal.
所以他病好了，他就鼓励他的人民呢，一起来念啊。
And once the king was healed, he was very happy and he encouraged all his people to chant this chapter.
法华经啊，是我们中国人都大部分都知道是经中之王啊。普门品呢，又是法华经中与中国最有缘的一品。
So the Lotus Sutra, as we all know, is the king of all sutras, and the Universal Door chapter is one chapter that have deepest karmic affinity with Chinese culture.
那现在我们就开始介绍普门品，一个礼拜哈，上个礼拜到现在才正式介绍普门品啊。
So now we will actually introduce Universal Door chapter. We've been talking about this for a week, and now we're finally going to the actual chapter.
啊，不知道中国菩萨有没有这一份普门品的，从第人生杂志啊386期印下来第18页到第21页，是不是每个人都有？那这个你们想要带回去可以带回去哈，因为可以再影印。那西方众呢，就是这一本。那因为总共就这么多六本，所以不知道西方众是不是有。
So Fa Shi was saying for the Chinese copy, you can take as many as you want. For the English translated copy, we only have about 5 or 6. So please share if you want to read.
那结束以后呢，还要收回来为下个礼拜的菩萨用啊，给他们用。
Yeah, please bring it back once you're done, once the talk is over, because we want to be able to reuse and share.
给放回那个知客的地方。
And just give it back to the reception.
那中文的这个普门品的，只要你们不想拿，也可以放到知客菩萨。我们下个礼拜还可以再用啊。
And for the Chinese copy, it's the same. We can reuse it in it once you put it in the reception area.
那一般佛经的结构哈，它有经的题目，它的翻译的人跟它的经文。
So the normal structure of a sutra is it has its title, which is the title of the sutra or chapter, and then it has the translator. The translator of the sutra, and then there's the sutra text, which can be breaking down in 3 parts.
那 经题呢大家很容易知道啊，因为这是法华经，可是因为我们今天跟大家分享是普门品，所以我们会解释普门品的那个标题啊。像中文的话就是大家看在上面是妙法莲华经，再来普门观世音菩萨普门品。
So, for the title, today we, since we're talking about the Universal Door Chapter, so, we'll, like, explain both the, sutra and the chapter. So the sutra is Wondrous Dhamma Lotus Flower Sutra, and the chapter's full name is the Universal Door of the Bodhisattva who listens to the voices of the world.
那翻译的呢是大家可以看到哈，姚琴三藏法师鸠摩罗什意常行，随天竺沙门叫者那觉多跟达摩吉多意从诵。
So, for the
西方众这边这本就没有这样写啊。
So for the translator part, if you look at the English version, it says translated from the Sanskrit into Chinese by Tripitaka Dharma Master Kumarajiva of the Yao Qing Dynasty. In the Chinese version, it's more detailed because Kumarajiva translated is the main major prose, and then there are two other person, which is Jana Gupta and Dharma Gupta, who translated the hymn in the end.
那不知道英文本来有的，现在找不到了哈，啊，那就不管他了哈。那在翻译的人啊，刚刚英文有念啊，中文等一下再来。那再来是经文啊。依照道安法师他那时候把经文分为三个部分。
Venerable 道安break down the actual sutra text itself into three parts.
那在经文它叫三分科经啊，序分、正中分跟流通分。序分就是经文的开始啊，正中分是主要的内容，也就是他会告诉我们教法啊，流通分呢是结语，还有会告诉大家怎么样用功啊。
So for the actual sutra text, the Dao'an of Jing Dynasty, which is around 200 to 400 AD, break down the sutra text into three parts. He mentioned this method. So first part is the preface part where we introduce the sutra text. And then there's the formal part, which is the main teaching. And then there's the circulating part, which is the conclusion and encouragement for the sutra.
那普门品呢，这边的序分呢，就看第十八页。第一行就是儿时无尽欲菩萨即从坐起，一直到而作誓言，这边就是序分。
So if for the preface part, you can look at starting from page 3 of the English text and all the way to at that time, Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve rose from his seat. That's your beginning. And then, it's also on the same page, where he said, that's the preface part. And facing the Buddha and said, then that's Arzoshi. Yeah, so the preface part is pretty short, actually. It's from, at that time, Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve rose from his seat, bared his fourth shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha said, that's the...
那从刚刚讲而作誓言一直到重诵，重诵就是那个偈子啊，到第21页中文最后面那边一直到是故因顶礼啊，就倒数第三行的最后面，是故因顶礼那边是 正中分，就是我们主要讲的内容。
是包括重诵还是不
包
括？
包括重诵。
Okay. So the formal parts, actually, so it's right after the preface part on page 3 we just mentioned, then all the way to page 39. So it's the prose including the hymn. So from said, O world honored one, all the way to the end of that poem, and let us bow to offer our esteem on page 39.
好，那最后面呢，尔时慈地菩萨一直到最后面的那个揭发无等等阿耨多罗三菩提的时候，菩提心的时候，那个就是流通分。
And the, of course, the circulating part is the remaining from page 39. Then Bodhisattva, guardian of the earth, arose from his seat all the way to the end. And while the Buddha spoke the universal door chapter, 84,000 living beings from among the assembly set their minds on achieving Anattara Samyabuddhi.
那在《法华经》的里面呢，我们现在从就是普门品，观世音菩萨普门品，就观世音菩萨普门品来跟大家解释一下。
So we will start from the sutra title, the universal door of Guanyin Bodhisattva. So here, Guanyin means who listens to the voices of the world. So it can also be understood as the universal door of Bodhisattva who listens to the voices of the world.
因为重点在普门品这一品啊，法华经的我们就讲一个大概啊，它的前半部啊。法华经总共有28品，根据鸠摩罗什翻译的有28品，前半部啊是佛为一切众生受记作佛。
So our emphasis is on this universal door chapter, but we will briefly introduce the Lotus Sutra. So the Lotus Sutra have a total of 28 chapters. It's initially translated by Kumarajiva. And so the first half of the sutra basically is the Buddha tells predicts for all the sentient beings the time they attain Buddhahood.
那第二个部分呢，后半部是指怎么样修学，怎么样走向解脱之道。
So the second half, the Buddha talks about how do you practice and learn? How do you practice to gain enlightenment?
所以在整部的《法华经》里面哈，我们可以看，因为它我们到底往哪几个品可以学到呢？
So here we want to emphasize some chapters where Buddha point us to the models and examples we can learn from for practicing.
是在《法华经》的品里头，哪几品我们可以学到？
And which chapters we can learn?
那刚刚有提示在后半部的几部品里头。
And we, as we just mentioned, it's from the second half of Lotus Sutra.
像23品的药王菩萨的本事品，像24品的妙音菩萨品，还有我们的普门品啊，25品的，26的是陀罗尼品，它没有人，可是它是念咒语啊。27妙庄严王本事品，像这些大的菩萨发心啊，看他们的发心，看他们的修行，他们都是我们的典范啊，就是我们都要向他学。
So the chapters, if you're interested in checking out, are the chapter 23, the original acts of medicine Bodhisattva, and chapter 24, wonderful sound Bodhisattva chapter, and sorry, in our current chapter 25, the universal door of the Guanyin Bodhisattva. And chapter 26 isn't about any particular Bodhisattva or person. It's Dharani chapter. It's about, Dharani is a kind of longer Buddhism mantra, but it's also what you can learn from. And chapter 27 is the original act of wondrous grandeur king.
其实还有第28品。
And also there's chapter
28. 第28品大家其实都蛮熟, 是普贤菩萨劝发品。
The chapter 28 is the Puxian Bodhisattva motivate us chapter.
其实等于是后半部的每一品其实都可以做我们的典范啊。
So, and actually, any chapter in the second half is setting up examples and models for us to learn from.
那我们现在要讲讲哈，观世音这个。 看你们认为这个观世音是怎么来的。
So now we're going to be talking about the Bodhisattva's name. The Chinese is Guan Shi Yin, abbreviated to Guan Yin, which means listen to the voices of the world.
那观世音菩萨在华严经里面有提到，楞严经里头也有提到。 大悲忏里头的大悲心陀罗尼经都有提到，还有一个悲华经里面特别提到这段观世音名字的由来啊。Okay,
so in various Buddhism literature, we were able to see Guanyin Bodhisattva. The Sanskrit is Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. So we can see her in Lotus Sutra, we can see her in Shiragama Sutra, we can see her in Flower Adornment Sutra, and we can also... her story is actually mentioned also in Compassionate Flower Sutra.
从悲华经里面哈, 是可以看到观世音菩萨他最初发心是怎么来，还有他得名的缘由是怎么的一回事啊。So
from this Compassionate Flower Sutra, we were able to see the initial condition and causes where Guanyin Bodhisattva give rise to her vow and determination, and where she get the name Guan Shi Yin.
那在很多很多节以前，观世音是当皇宫的太子的时候呢，当时是宝藏佛在出现在世间的时候，那这个太子呢，他信仰三宝，而且很虔诚的信仰啊，也广修供养，就是供养很虔诚的供养三个月，就是不断的供养三个月。
So many, many eons ago, Guan Shi Yin Bodhisattva was a prince. At that time, the Buddha in that world is the treasure storage Buddha. And the prince was a very faithful Buddhist. He believes in the three jewels. He make donations to temples and the monastery, and he would make a donation and bow for a whole of 3 months nonstop.
那宝藏佛就问太子，你是为什么有这样的愿啊？太子就回答。 他说：“我看见世间的众生都很苦恼哈，我发愿苦恼的众生能够离苦得乐。当在受苦的时候，假如持啊持我的名号的时候，只要我眼睛可以看到，耳朵可以听到，我一定来把这个苦恼消除。如果此愿不达成，我永远不成佛啊。” 宝藏佛听了很感动，就给他一个名字叫观世音。嗯。
So the Buddha at that time, the treasure storage Buddha, asks the prince, why are you able to do this? You do this so faithfully, nonstop for 3 months. The prince answered that I observe the sentient beings in the world have so many sufferings. I vow to let the sentient beings in pain cut off their vexations and become happy. And if they chant my name when they are suffering, as long as my eyes can see and my ears can hear, I will come and end their suffering. If this vow is not fulfilled, I will never attain Buddhahood.
那宝藏
And the earth, the treasure storage Buddha is very, very moved, was deeply moved and gave to him the name Guan Shi Yin, which means to, observe, contemplate the voices in the world.
所以呢，观世音菩萨就生生世世寻声救苦啊，到自己还没有证入佛果。其实他自己已经是开了智慧，可是因为他发了这个愿嘛，哈。
From then on, every life that life and every life after that, he.Tries to fulfill his vow that if anyone is suffering, he will come and help. So Guan Shi actually didn't attain Buddhahood because he have this vow, but he actually have the wisdom of a Buddha.
好，我们下一个解释的就是菩萨。菩萨，我们这边每次四弘誓愿都会念到上求觉道啊，就是智慧的。下化有情的大圣弟子，就是大圣，主要就是说你自己成了以后，别人也要成啊。
So since the title is include Guanyin Bodhisattva, so we explain what Guanyin is. Now we want to explain in detail what Bodhisattva is. So Bodhisattva basically means the Mahayana Buddhism follower who upwardly search for the path of enlightenment and downwardly transform and educate sentient beings.
好，那什么叫普门呢？
So,
普门品，普门，普就是普遍啊，门就是通道，能够通行的地方。品就是一类一类，普门就是普遍通达任何一个的门。
So since we have explained the title, the Guanyin Bodhisattva part, now we want to explain the universal door chapter part. So in Chinese, the universal door chapter is Pu Men Ping, where Pu means Pu Bian, which is universal, and Men means door or gateway, and Ping means chapter or category, but...Yeah. So universal door is basically means it's a gateway to anywhere universally, commonly.
所以真正能够通达，能够自由进进出出的，只有圣人呢、啊、才可以。我们一般的话没有办法。Uh-huh.
So for anyone to be able to enter and exist every door of different identity and social status, it's very hard for common people. Only those who attained enlightenment, they are able to do those things.
刚刚已经提了观世音菩萨，他自己本身是已经得到智慧了，所以呢，他想去地狱去度众生，他想去某一个苦难处去度菩萨们，他是可以自由进出的，他不会像我们这样到哪里就粘在哪里。
So for Guanyin Bodhisattva, we just mentioned, she actually has the wisdom of Buddha already, so she has the power to be where she wants to be, where sentient beings needs her. If there are a sentient being in the hell realm, needs her, she can just go there in an instant into the hell realm. If there's any realm that people are suffering and chanting her name, she will just go there with her free will. Unlike us common human being, we just get attached to one place.
那所以我们就不用担心她到地狱她出不来。
So we don't need to be worried that, oh, Guanyin Bodhisattva entered the hell realm. When does she have issue coming out? She can just come and go with her free will.
所以呢，我们在经文里面有一个，就是应以和身得度者，即现和身而为说法。所以这个主要就是普门品里面讲的，他普门。他就是他到哪一道他就都不会被粘住，哪一个困境他也不会被陷在里头。
So in the sutra itself, the sutra text mentioned, if someone can be liberated by such and such identity, then Guanyin Bodhisattva appears as this identity and teaches him or her the Dhamma. The Bodhisattva can enter and exist any door, hence the name Universal Door. So the Guanyin Bodhisattva, she won't be trapped in one certain suffering, difficult situation, or she can just go and come at her free will.
那把很简单的跟大家介绍呢，观世音菩萨普门品，这解释了嘛哈，观世音菩萨普门品啊。
So we were able to explain the title in detail, the Universal Door Chapter of Guanyin Bodhisattva, the title itself.
那普门品这一篇比较特别哈，它的法华经是鸠摩罗什翻，可是它重诵是另外两位出家众翻，所以它的翻译的人呢，一般来讲我们都会先写年代，在他是什么地方的人，再来他的是什么称谓，在名字，在意啊怎么样，就写到最后面。可是在我们看到的这篇啊，就给大家的这篇里面，就没有看到他的籍贯哪里，只有看到姚琴三藏法师鸠摩罗什意常行，那后面的也是谁，他都没有把他的籍贯，他就是出生在哪里的，跟大家分享啊。那我们查了一下，有的地方是有写哈、啊。你看《法华经》的时候，里头就有写。
So now we will be talking about the translators. So for Lotus Sutra, the main translator is the Kumarajiva of Yao Qing Dynasty. He is the Tripitaka Dhamma Master who translated the main prose. So usually for a translator, we talk about his era, birthplace, title, name, and his main translation work.
So 大家对鸠摩罗什应该都很熟啊，他翻过《金刚经》《佛说阿弥陀经》《大智顿论》，还有一个《中论》。我那天忘了把《中论》，因为这几个都是很有名的。其实他还翻了很多啊。
So for Kumarajiva, he's a very famous translator of the Yao Qing Dynasty from the current day northwestern part of China, more inland parts. And he did a lot of great work, including the Diamond Sutra, the Amidava Sutra, the Great Treatise on the Perfection of Wisdom. And Fa Shi mentioned he also translated Zhonglun, which is another treatise that deals with death. And
那他是新疆人啊，是现代新疆人。那鸠摩罗什有很多神奇的故事啊，可是还是历史的人物，所以他还有生，什么时候出生跟什么时候过世的时间啊，可是很多的谣传 就说他现在还活在人间哈。
Kumarajiva, so he is of the Yao Qing dynasty, which is the later Qing dynasty. His birthplace is the kingdom of Kucha, which is present day northwestern China, the Xinjiang province. He has many magical fairy tales and stories around him, but the approximate date of his birth and death is around 384 to 417 AD, and his title is Tripitaka Dhamma Master. There's some fairy tale that he's still alive today.
那他跟大家讲一下哈，就是有个道宣法师啊，他是一个修戒律的法师，他很用功，那所以呢，常常有天人来喂他东西啊。有他已经很老了，有一次摔跤的时候，天人就来扶他。那他就看到的是天人喂他，他就赶快问为什么鸠摩罗什哈那么会翻呢、啊？而且他翻得那么好，那个天人就告诉他，鸠摩罗什法师在过去七佛的是一经师，过去七佛所有的经典都是他来翻的啊，因为他生生世世都发愿，有佛出世，我就要来翻译经典。
So there's this Venerable Dao Xuan, who is very diligent practicing precepts, and there would be this magical tale about like superpowers and beings from heavenly realm come help him when he's in difficult situations. And once he falls down and this magical sentient beings from heaven realm comes down and to help him up, and he seizes this chance to ask, why is Kumarajiva so great as translating? And so this heavenly realm being told him, so Kumarajiva Dhamma Master, he is the translator for the past seven Buddhas. All the sutras told by past seven Buddhas are translated by him. Because every life he lives, he make the same great vow. Wherever Buddha is born, I will come, I will translate his sutra script.
所以假如喜欢看那个鸠摩罗什的故事啊，去 Google 就可以看到很多。
So there are many, many more magical tales and stories and mysteries around Kumarajiva. If you want to know more about his stories and his magical life, you can just Google Kumarajiva and you'll be able to see.
那这边有一个特别的，就是看中文的经文哈，随天竺沙门叫哲那觉多跟达摩吉多译从诵啊，就是后面的那个记字啊。
So the English version of the translation actually don't have this. There's a little more translator detail. So actually in the Chinese version, it's included the Sui dynasty monks Janagupta and Dhammagupta translated the what's after the prose, the hymn after the prose is actually supplemented by and translated by these two.
他们两个都是天竺人啊，所以应该是Sui dynasty monks， 忘了一个 S。
Sorry, we missed an S in the slides.
我也没看到。
It's okay.
Okay. 那他们两位啊，出生的年月啊，523601跟529619，就是针对这两位的啊。同样，他们应该也讲年代、籍贯、称谓、名称，在翻译翻什么啊？
So the the two monks, the Janagupta and Dhammagupta, they are from the Sui dynasty. They are born in Tingtu, which is the ancient name of Hindu India. It's current day southern India, and it's so the birth period, the approximate birth period of these two are 520 AD to 601 AD and 524 AD to 529 AD to 619 AD, so slightly after Kumarajiva.
那杰那觉多呢，他其实也翻了很多经，37部经，比较有名的是《起世经》，所以有名就是我们对他比较熟悉的，并不见得那个。 内容不好，就是我们对他比较熟悉的。那达摩吉多呢，比较大家都比较熟悉的呢，是药师如来本愿功德经，这个长我们他翻了8部经哈，他们两个合译的，就是偏品，就是我们重诵这个他加进去的《妙法莲华经》啊。
So both of them has translated a lot of sutras. And Janagupta translated the World Creation Sutra and other 36 sutras. And Dhammagupta translated the Sutra on the Fundamental Vows and Merits of Medicine Master Lapis Lazuli Light Tathagata. And other 17 sutras. So Fa Shi mentioned that these are she listed the more famous ones. Famous meaning that we are more familiar with them doesn't mean they have better contents and other sutras have worse contents. Like every sutra have greatest contents. And the two monks collaborated the Lotus Sutra with the additional chapters, which in here they translated the hymn, the poem in the end.
所以经文刚刚已经跟大家介绍过哈，这边我们中文的写得很清楚哈，就是从序分一直到重诵，序分叫正本分，那边是叫本论。 就是常行啊，那还有一个重诵，就是记子，还有结论。
So the sutra text, if we analyze it, then so there's this fundamental discussion part, so which is the preface part plus the formal part, and then there's this the hymn, the poetry like formal parts, and then there's the conclusion, which is the circulating part.
所以呢，在普门品呢，常行呢，就是一般的散文体啊。那重诵呢，就是我们一般的偈子，在这边是五个字的一句，那刚刚也提了，常行是鸠摩罗什，那偈颂部分呢，就是舍那觉多跟达摩吉多。So
So the sutra text can be divided into two parts, the prose and the hymn. So the hymn is the poetry-like part. It's 5 characters per sentence. If you look at the Chinese, it's pretty succinct and nice. And the prose part, the longer narrative part, is, as we mentioned, translated by Kumarajiva. And the poetry, the hymn part, is later supplemented and translated by Janagupta and Dhammagupta.
那常行里面呢，因为无尽意菩萨问了嘛，佛回答的两个问题。 就是观世音菩萨以怎么样的因缘名观世音，还有另外一个是观世音菩萨呢，为什么到我们这个人间来？那为怎么样向我们众生说法？So
in the prose, the Buddha answered 2 questions. So in the English version, it's actually on page 3 and page 4. So the main question is what causes and conditions brings the name Guan Shi Yin. In the English version, it's How did Guan Shiying Bodhisattva get the name Guan Shiying?
那第二个问题呢，是这个。
Yeah, and the second question is, why is Guan Shiying visiting this world? Why is Guan Shiying teaching Dharma to the sentient beings?
那实际上有三个问题了，他因为到这个世间就是要度我们娑婆世界的菩萨嘛，所以把它放在一起。
And it's actually three questions, but the reason she's visiting this Saha world is to deliver the sentient beings, teaching the Dharma to the sentient beings. So we combine the later two as one question.
那为何名观世音？我们先从这边讲，为何名观世音菩萨？为何名观世音？
And so, why is the name Guan Shiying Bodhisattva? So in the Chinese, Guan Shiying means listens to the voices of the world.
我们从经文开始哈，第一段。
So we'll start with the first paragraph of the chapter, which is the third page of the English version.
大家一起念好不好？中文部分，一直念到以和因缘名观世音这边。
So we will chant the Chinese part together.
英文等一下。
On page 3, we will do the English part later.
儿时，无尽意菩萨即从坐起，偏袒右肩，和尚向佛而作誓言：世尊，观世音菩萨以何因缘名观世音？好，那英文部分。
So we, let's chant the English part together. So we will start from at that time in page 3 and then end by the end of page 3, the Guan Shiying.
那我们从现在开始就没有英文翻译了哈。我是 PPT 没有英文翻译，只有中文。
Yeah, sorry, from now on, we didn't prepare for the English slides, so you will just listen to me translating. So we will start chanting. At that time, Bodhisattva Infinite Resolve rose from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha, said, O world honored one, how did Guan Shiying Bodhisattva get the name Guan Shiying?
那菩萨的名号其实跟他的发的愿跟他的修行有关，所以无尽意菩萨才会问有关观世音的菩萨的名号。
So a Bodhisattva's name is deeply related to their vows, their determinations, and their practicing method. That's why the Infinite Resolve asked the Buddha the causes and conditions. Where does the name Guan Shiying come from?
在普门品里面有三位菩萨，哪三位？念过普门品的有很多。
So in the Pumenping, in the Universal Door chapter, there are three Bodhisattvas, and so the Wenshu just answered the three Bodhisattvas. So there's the Infinite Resolve Bodhisattva, there's the Guanyin Bodhisattva, and
最后面的那个最后。
And then on the page 39, 持地菩萨, the guardian of the earth, Bodhisattva.
那一般, page
39.
一般佛讲经的时候，一定要有请法的人。
So when Buddha is telling a sutra, there has to be somebody who actually asks for the sutra.
所以因为有无尽意菩萨呢，他代表所有的听众，跟释迦牟尼佛请示观世音菩萨的名字的由来，这样呢，释迦牟尼佛才能够解释普门品。
So
应该不是解释吧，才能够说出普门品。
So in this case, the Infinite Resolve ask the Buddha. The Infinite Resolve Bodhisattva represents everybody, every sentient being, to ask the Shikyamuni Buddha, where does this name come from? Where is the, what's the causes and conditions? And because of his asking, we today were able to hear the Buddha telling and explaining this sutra.
所以法是一定要有人请的哈，那不是随便说说就好了。那在我们知道没有请法而讲经的，应该大家都很熟悉嘛。对，阿弥陀经。
So in most cases, the Dharma has to be requested and asked, because it's a precious thing. It's not that you can just get it anywhere. But there's very rare special cases. For example, the Amitabha Bodhisattva Sutra. It is not requested, but it is told by the Buddha.
所以呢，除了我们知道阿弥陀经以外，其他的经典呢都一定要有问法的人、请法的人哈，释迦牟尼佛才会应当时候的因缘才回答，再说法。
So actually, Amitabha Buddha Sutra is the only case where there's no people, nobody's ever asking for the Dharma. In any other case, we have to have some Bodhisattva who asks, who requests the Dharma, and then we have the proper causes and conditions to have this precious opportunity to hear about the Dharma.
好，那大家都知道英文的观世音的名字是这样念的，这个是梵文的。
So if we look at the English translation of the Sanskrit of Guanyin Bodhisattva, it's Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. So it's the English translation of the original Sanskrit.
那在中文里面呢，鸠摩罗什呢翻观世音，玄奘呢翻观自在，竺法护呢翻观世音，光就是光线的观。
So in the Kumarajiva actually translated this as listens Guan Shi Ying, which is the Chinese translation means listens to voices in the world. So Guan is contemplate, listen. Shi is world. Ying is listen. And then Xuanzang, which is another very famous monk in Tang Dynasty, 7th century in China, translated the Chinese as a listen for liberation, Guan Zi Zai. So Guan is contemplate, listen, Zi Zai is liberation. And then there's Dharma Raksa, who translated as the honorable voices in the world, Guang Shi Ying.
大家对竺法护啊，大概比较不清楚啊，他其实是也是很有名。有个叫《正法华经》，就是他翻的。他总共翻了150部的经，309卷，总共有309卷。所以最后的《Dhammarakasa》，他其实非常有名，就是这个。
So yeah, Dhammarakasa is actually very, very, very famous. So he in the total. Translated 154 sutras in 309 chapters of them, and he translated the formal Dharma Lotus Sutra.
那中文你看有多少？观音那个里头个归的哈，也是念观音。观世音，观自在，圣观音，光世音，现音身，观世自在，观世音自在，这些全部都是中文呢、啊，翻观世音，这些都是讲观世音菩萨的。
So because of there are so many stories of Guanyin Bodhisattva and so many translators in sutras, so there are so many Chinese translations. Here are just a selection. We have listen to voices, detect voices, listen to voices in the world, listen for liberation, holy one who listen to voices, honorable voice in the world, present voices, listen to the world for liberation, listen to the voices in the world for liberation.
那英文来讲有意思吗？有它的意思吗？有意思有两种，一个你觉得很有意思吗？第二个有它的意义在吗？
So, Fashi played a pawn, so she was asking if, is it interesting or meaningful, like, for you?
对西方菩萨。
对
讲英文的菩萨。
是观世音
的名字。对翻译中文跟翻成英文对他们来讲有没有什么意义或意思。
Do you see any meaning in so many like Chinese translation for the same Sanskrit? For they?
Bill, do you?
What do you think?
Yeah. The purpose that we are, she translate, next time we just skip.
Like, do you see any?
Any purpose, yeah.
Okay,
好，你要不要翻一下？
可以，就是法师问我们讲英文的菩萨，就是觉得说一个梵语的Avalokiteshvara 翻成我们那么多观世音、光世音、观自在这么多不同的不同的别称有没有什么意思意义？那我们的Bill 菩萨就说这个翻译还是非常，因为从一个语言到另外一个语言有很多的不同，那你如果一个名字把它翻译成很多很多不同的别称的话，那么你最终可以就有一个更好的理解说原来的那个名字在讲什么。
所以你的意思说我们还继续翻对不对？
So do you mean we should keep translating different names?
好，我是开玩笑。OK, 谢谢。
跟他说
yeah.
合理的。
You can't spend forever on the first thing, right?
Right.
But that's what teachers have to learn how to do.
Right. Yeah. Okay. 你翻一下。
我们的 Bill 那法师就问说我们要不要就是继续翻更多的观世音菩萨不同的名字呢？那我们的 Bill 菩萨说就不需要了，就是在合理的范围之内。
那我解释一下为什么鸠摩罗什他要翻观世音啊，因为鸠摩罗什他认为啊，因为我们口称观世音的名号的时候，其实我们的身业跟意业都已经具清净了，所以呢，他是觉得也是我们称念 菩萨的名号的时候呢，这种修行的方式呢，其实也是自己自化化他的，所以他用观世音。等一下会在观这个地方，我再跟大家解释一下。
So the 观世音, the Chinese word is the version that's translated by Kumarajiva among the so many different translation of names. So the reason Kumarajiva picked this 观世音, where 观 法师will go into more detail later, 观 means contemplating, and 世 means world, and 音 means the voices, is because he thinks that when we are chanting 观世音's name using our words, mind, our body, and our words are pure in itself. So it actually a method of practicing, of self-practice and educating others, and it includes Guanyin Bodhisattva's vows. So he picked this name for certain reasons.
那我们也知道这是观世音菩萨他这边行愿啊，就是他发的那个愿，他的修行大家也知道，从古佛来，他的耳根圆通法门嘛。
So the 观世音he picked the name, the Bodhisattva's name is related to their vows, and for 观世音 we know thatshe has an ancient vow. In ancient time, she was able to practice through her ear organ. That's why there's voice included in the naming.
所以他那时候发的愿就是说，世间不管遭遇哪一种的困难呢，你假如一心称念观世音菩萨的名号的时候，观世音菩萨即时啊。就是马上啊，不等的，就能够寻声前往救济啊。
So this is the naming. The 观世音 is related to her vow that whenever there's suffering, when the sentient being who is suffering chanting the name, and in that instant, Guanyin Bodhisattva will hear the sound and come help. So that's why Kumarajiva picked the name, which means contemplating the voices, versus there are other variation, which might also correct in their own right and reasoning that there are like contemplating for liberation and etc. But for Kumarajiva, his reasoning is this is her vow that you, she listens to your voice of asking for help.
那随大有个吉藏法师在他的那个法华译书里面，他也赞成观世音这三个字。
So actually, like all translators from different generations, they will talk about if certain translation is better than the other. And in the Sui Dynasty, the Venerable Jizang actually have a book which explains the Dhamma Lotus Sutra. He agrees with Kumarajiva's translation better, and he thinks it's 观世音 basically means you contemplate, listen to the voices in the world. You contemplate the mind and idea in the world. You contemplate the behavior in the world.
对，他总共也是主要是为三业哈，所以他也赞成身口意三业。嗯。
So he believes that you know the voices is words is one like karma action. And it corresponds to the one of the three, the mind, words, and the behavior, the three karmic action. It corresponds to these in the world.
那我们有位印顺长老，就是他也在初期大乘佛教的起源及开展里头也提到，他也是赞成观世音啊，他其实是大悲观世，那对他其实大悲对呢世间的众生。
There's another venerable Yingshun who agrees with this method of translation. So in his book, The Origin and Development of Initial Mahayana Buddhism, so he talks about, the Guan Yin Bodhisattva, the full name means she has the great compassion. She basically contemplating the world with great compassion.
其实这个大悲观世呢，也就是佛的特别的一个特质啊，就是要成佛一定要大悲观世，有这个的心愿跟心态的。
So this compassion is one specific trait for Bodhisattva, for Buddha to have, to be compassionate for the world, to be compassionate to contemplate and listen to the world.
所以呢，另外一个，在印顺长老里头提的那本书里头提的就是普入八众，八众就是所有的众生的意思哈，而且在众生里面现身说法。这个也是佛的一个非常稀有的一种方式，度众生的方式。
So another important point mentioned in the same book is that Guan Yin Bodhisattva, she would go into all kinds of people, all kinds of sentient being and social status and identity. She will be there and give the teaching with that identity in order to deliver different sentient beings, which is an important and special trait of Buddha.
所以观世音菩萨的特质啊，就是大圣的啊，所以他的大悲就是观世音菩萨一个他的特别的一个他的功德相啊，特德。嗯。
So this compassion is this very sacred, holy, and a special traits of Guan Yin Bodhisattva.
所以呢，像现身说法、大悲救苦啊，这个跟佛其实是完全一样。
So this is this idea of being there in the same identity as the sentient being and always having this compassion to help people from suffering is exactly the same with Buddha.
那在观世音菩萨，我们因为现在常常都会听到很多观世音菩萨的感应的故事哈，其实是把观世音菩萨的那个特质啊通俗化了。
So even in nowadays we hear myths, stories about people who get benefits from Guan Yin Bodhisattva, who even some have mysterious superpower stories. It's basically a popularization, a more beginner friendly version of Guan Yin's compassionate helping nature.
所以事实上观音菩萨的特质啊，他们就在通俗化的过程，他们认为观世音菩萨是继承佛的大悲观世的精神来的。
So, in this popularization, we were able to see that, Guan Yin Bodhisattva, inherited the same traits from the Buddha, that compassion, compassionately contemplating all the sentient beings.
好，现在总算要讲到经文了哈。
So after all this explanation of titles and namings, we will eventually go to the sutra text itself, finally.
好，儿时啊，儿时的意思呢？
So we will start on page 3.
Yeah.
And so we, the first sentence is at that time.
那到底什么是那个时间呢？
So what is that time?
那我们刚刚知道前面那一品是24品嘛，现在是25品嘛，那前面那一品是妙音品嘛，哈，那就是妙音菩萨讲完的时候，准备要讲普门品的时候，就是在那个时候无尽意菩萨站起来的时候，就是那个时候。
So what is that time? So Fa Shi explained that chapter 24 is the wondrous sound chapter. So once the Buddha's finished explain the wondrous sound, Bodhisattva's awesome acts, that's when the time when the infinite resolve rose and asked for the chapter 25. So that's the time.
那我也看了一下宣幻上人讲的法华经，因为我蛮喜欢宣幻上人讲话啊，他有山东人的那个耿直个性，每次看他的他就讲得很直爽。
So Fa Shi actually mentioned that the Venerable Xuanhua Shangren, who is from Shandong Province, who is very very straightforward person. So Fa Shi really likes his Dharma talks.
那他解释儿时这个是怎么讲呢？从佛的那边来讲，就是佛看到这个是机缘要讲普门品的时候，那个叫儿时。
So Venerable Xuanhua's interpretation for at that time is the Buddha already observed and detected that this is the right timing to teach about Guanyin Bodhisattva, and that time is the at that time.
那以众生这个角度来讲的时候呢，就是儿时呢，就是众生听普门品的因缘成熟的那个时候。
So from the perspective of all sentient beings, it's the time when causes and conditions of listening to the Universal Door Chapter is matured.
那我最喜欢的是这一句哈。其实不管什么时候也是儿时，儿时是无限的。
So the Bodhisattva, Fa Shi, like the favorite sentence is that from that Dharma talk is any time is that time. That time is infinite.
那一般来讲请法都要有仪式嘛哈，我们这边也是讲经的时候要先开经偈，结束的时候要念解经偈。那同样的时候，无尽意菩萨呢，他是请法的，他就站起来，他也有他的仪式哈。
So usually for any sort of sutra talking or dharma lecture, we will have a ritual. So for us, for example, we will have verses for beginning of the sutra, and we will have verses on merit transfer of the sutra. In this case, the infinite resolve also have a ritual. He rose from his seat.
那无尽意菩萨怎么做才合具足这个礼仪呢？
So what should the infinite resolve do to show enough respect and politeness for this ritual?
第一个他要从位置站起来。
First, he needs to rise from his seat.
第二个呢，他要把他的右肩露出来，就像我们袈裟，左肩盖住，右肩露出来。
So, the second, he bare his right shoulder. So Fa Shi mentioned for the monastery, monks, there's usually this robe, and he will, cover his left shoulder and bare his right shoulder.
那合掌。
Then third, join his palms.
向佛。
and facing the Buddha.
而且要讲。
And then he said,
不能站在前面，什么也不讲，让佛是他有神通，看你心里想什么。
So you can't, so in order to be polite, you can't just stand in front of the Buddha and, you know, let the Buddha, observe what you think in your heart. It's just not polite.
那儿时是那个时间哈，你看即从当佛在妙音菩萨品一讲完的时候，他马上他从座位就起来，就一讲完他就站起来了。
So at that time also means at that instant, once the wondrous Bodhisattva story is finished, he immediately rise up from his seat to ask.
那偏袒右肩是印度人的习惯哈，那像我们这边假如在北方大概不会这样做。
And so bare his right shoulder is this ritual respect behavior of Indian culture. If we're in colder regions like New York, we won't do this.
所以到中国就改良了，里头还穿一件，外头再搭上加上。可是天气热的地方，像中南半岛啊、泰国啊、越南，他们还有都还是一样，是完全偏袒右肩。
So for example, in China, we have a more modified version of the robe, so it's more fitting for colder regions, and it's very magnificent and beautiful and formal. But in the more southern, more hotter regions, more tropical regions, such as Thailand, Cambodia, people also still wearing this robe with the right shoulder bared.
那偏袒右肩主要是出家弟子他问法的一个仪式。
So the bare his right shoulder is part of the ritual that monastery ask for the Dhamma.
那另外呢，合掌向佛，合掌呢就是双手合十啊。印度人他们互相见面的一种礼节是合十。
And join his palms. So this is from the Indian culture when they would join palms when they greet other people.
所以从即从坐起偏躺右肩合掌向佛而作誓言啊，这样的动作其实是身口意三业清净的一种行动行为。
So this series of actions, rise from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha and said, so this a series of actions and movements, it's actually a display of pureness in behavior, in mind, and in words.
所以即从坐起偏躺右肩这个是身的业，是身体的一个动作。
So rise from his seat, bared his right shoulder, joined his palms, and facing the Buddha is this behavior of your body.
那即从呢就掌握时机，那我们常常要讲话都插不进去哈，那这个就很，他一讲完马上就站起来，再等一下可能就是26品了，就不是25品了。
So the Chinese actually, there's a subtlety in the Chinese where he basically instantly rise from his seat. So Fa Shi was joking that if he doesn't do that instantly, it might be chapter 26, not chapter 25. And so it's a showing of his mind, his resolve to know about the Dhamma.
那合掌向佛呢是沉静的一心，因为你很跟人家讲话你就一定要面向那个人啊，所以这个就表示他很诚心的。
So and join his palms, it's a behavior, but it's also showing his mind, his genuine mind to ask for Dhamma.
所以这个是指意业。
So this is both the, you know, the, behavior and the mind.
而做事业呢，这个就是要用口讲，所以这个就是口业清净。
And when he said, what he said is using the mouth to utter the words, so that's, you know, that's the words part.
所以请法的时候，即从坐起，偏袒右肩，合掌向佛而作誓言。所以你们国行法师进门口的时候，你说国行法师来来来来，请坐，你来跟我们讲开法，这样有没有如法？没有，所以下次怎么样？你要请国行法师说法的时候怎么样？要站起来，怎么样？国行法师随便坐，随便坐，你自己随便坐。No， 国行法师是很慈悲的，对不对？国行法师你随便坐。那就假如说没有好好的把椅子拉开，请他坐，坐到一个该要坐的位置的话，那你听那个法，你比较不容易入心。
So what should you do next time you see our abbot, Venerable Guoxing, at the door? Do you just say, Venerable Guoxing, come over and tell me about this Dharma?
那国行法师一般来讲，他不大注重礼仪的，可是那个不是他，是我们呈现我们的诚心啊。
So, so that's just not right. So we have to, show enough ritual and politeness for Venerable Guoxing. So Venerable Guoxing is very tolerant and compassionate. He will not care if we actually do this, but it's for us that we genuinely ask for this so that our mind, body, our behavior and words are pure.
那主要的是我们自己，不是别人啊，这个重点。
Yeah, so the emphasis, the importance is that we are practicing our mind, our behavior, and our words, with, through this politeness, respectful ritual.
印光大师呢，讲过，他说佛法在恭敬中求。
And,So the Venerable Yin Guang has mentioned that the Dharma must be asked with full respect.
有一份恭敬呢，就有一份的受用。
So a teeny bit more respect means a teeny bit more benefit.
那我们再解释一下无敬意菩萨。
So now we want to talk in more explanation for infinite resolve.
无敬意菩萨呢，是东方不逊世界的普贤菩萨，逊应该跟目，这个是错字，的补处菩萨。
So the Bodhisattva who asked for this Dharma, the infinite resolve Bodhisattva, so let's talk about him a little bit. So he is from the eastern, the Bushing world. He's under the Puxian Tathagata Buddha.
那补处就是他下一任就是他做、他就是教主。
So he is the supplementary Bodhisattva, which basically means, so in our world, the Shikyamuni Buddha is the current Buddha. So in his world, Puxian Tathagata Buddha is the current Buddha. And the infinite resolve is the supplementary, the next coming up Buddha of that world.
在不寻的世界哈。只有菩萨，没有声闻，也没有缘觉。这个国土是没有声闻缘觉，只有菩萨的。
So in that world, there is, only Bodhisattva. There's,
声闻缘觉。 主任翻译，知道声闻是什么 ？OK， 就是一个知道十二因缘，一个是自己发觉的。就是自己
是小圣的吗？
都两个都是小圣的。
So basically, there are only the Mahayana sense of the Bodhisattva. There's no another level of enlightenment, which is more in the Hinayana Buddhism, which is present also in this world.
那无尽意菩萨原来是在普贤如来那边啊，然后后来他为了要帮助。释迦牟尼佛的就是娑婆世界，所以他在《法华经》灵鹫山的时候呢，他也坐在那边。
So he was originally under this Puxian Tathagata, but he comes to help the for this Lotus Sutra. He want to come and help the Shikamoni Buddha.In this current world we live in, we call this in Buddhism Saha world, to help Shikamoni Buddha to educate the people. So he get the compassionate ordering from the Tathamata and come into this lotus Dharma gathering, and he was the one sitting among various Bodhisattvas.
So in the 25的普门品啊里头，他会站起来讲，因为大家也知道普门品是专门讲观世音菩萨的，它的意义是很深厚的啊。
So having this very knowledgeable qualified Bodhisattva to present and ask for Guanyin Bodhisattva the condition and causes of where the Guanyin Bodhisattva get the name, it has very deep meanings.
那无尽意啊，在中文的意思就是没有穷尽，无尽无边的意思啊。
So infinite resolve, like its naming in Chinese, it means there's no limits, there's no end.
因为无尽意菩萨呢，他的世界是没有尽头的，他的众生也没有尽头的，他的业界善业恶业也没有尽的，所以他的悲愿也没有尽的，所以我们叫他无尽意菩萨。
So for this Bodhisattva, his world is...limitless. There are no boundaries. The sentient beings he tried to deliver and teach is limitless. The karmic actions is limitless. And his vow to deliver sentient beings is also limitless. That's why it's called infinite resolve.
所以无尽意菩萨呢，他其实是有无尽的大悲究竟无尽的众生，这个是跟大圣的根本的教育是相合的。所以呢，他跟观世音菩萨会问观世音菩萨，这个有他很重要的意义就在这里，因为他自己本身对这方面就等于是专业嘛，哈，嗯。
So this infinite resolve Bodhisattva, he uses his limitless infinite compassion and try to deliver innumerable sentient beings, which is this infinite resolve is very corresponding to the idea, the fundamental idea of Mahayana Buddhism.
所以他帮那个就问观世音菩萨的话是非常有意义的，因为他自己本身就是在这方面是做得很彻底，很都做得到的。
So this for this Bodhisattva who comes in limitless world to help infinite sentient beings, it has very deep meanings because he himself is a doer. He did so well in helping infinite sentient beings and in limitless world. So he is highly qualified to ask the Bodhisattva the acts and the naming of Guanyin Bodhisattva.
那还有一分钟啊，就是说，下个礼拜我们就要讲，普门品里头很有名的七难啊。那结语是因为从看到无尽意菩萨发愿， 看到观世音菩萨发愿，看到很多菩萨发愿，所以我们也希望我们能够发愿，可是要去做。
Next week we will be talking about the very famous seven very difficult conditions in this chapter. So, and the conclusion is that we see these vows for Guanyin Bodhisattva and Infinite Resolve, their vows, and we should learn from them and make vows and be a doer and actually do things and help people that needs help that are in suffering.
发大愿跟小愿，小愿是做得到的，大愿呢是我们一生好多事要往前走的。
So we can make more basic, smaller vows, but we can also make more grand, longer term great vows. And those more basic vows is, you know, for as a beginning for we to do in daily life. For great vows, it's our longer term goal, for what we should follow, of our whole life.
跟大家分享就到这边为止。
So today's sharing, ends here.